I bring you greetings from the city of good neighbors.
我向这个好邻居的城市，你对他问好。
And hopefully you know that is the city of Buffalo.
我希望大家知道这个好邻居的城市就是Buffalo。
Before I get started, I ask that you continue to pray for my family.
在我们开始之前，我希望大家可以继续为我的牧师的家人祷告。
My youngest sister's husband died on Thursday.
就是最小的妹妹的丈夫在礼拜四去世。
After being sick for all of 3 days.
但只是在三天这个疾发的。
So I will fly out this afternoon and go to stay with them for a week.
所以说牧师在今天下午就会去跟他们度过一周的时间。
So I think it's very appropriate that we're talking about prayer.
今天是一个非常适合来我们来谈一下这个关于祷告的事。
So I want you to think about yourself as we go with this message today.
我想叫大家可以自己想一下关于自己的祷告生活。
If people know that you have a relationship with God, do they ask you to pray?
如果这个其他人知道你跟神有这样的关系的话，他们会让你帮他们祷告。
Today I'm going to talk with you about living a life of prayer.
我今天跟大家分享的是过一个祈祷的生活。
I thought about it after I sent you my notes.
我在把你的稿发给我们之后，我想一下。
How many Christian churches do you know that still have prayer meetings?
有多少这个教会还举办祷告会？
If prayer is very important,
如果祷告是非常重要的话,
and there's over 400 mentions of prayer directly in the Bible.
对，就在圣经里面就有四百个关于四百个祷告。
So it seems to be important.
所以说这个四百个祷告应该是说这个祷告是一个非常重要的事。
So why does the Christian church not have weekly, daily prayer meetings?
所以为什么我们作为一个基督徒，我们的教会没有都要举办一个祷告会
？I've been reading a book called "Living a Praying Life."
我们现在读一本书，就是名字叫《祷告的过祷告的生活》。
And it really gave me some takeaways.
也给了他一些启发。
And the second reason I'm telling you about this today.
第一次我想跟大家分享这个第二个原因是。
Because of the tragedy that happened in Buffalo on May 14th. And you know, as a people yourself, about people targeted for hate. And when that tragedy happened, 10 people dying,
10个人死掉,
3 injured,
3个人受伤,
and many traumatized. And many people were saying, I will keep you in my thoughts and prayers.
很多人就表示说，他说我纪念，然后会为他们祷告。
I heard that so often that I began to ponder, what do they mean?
对，我经常听到这个话的时候，所以说我开始思考他们这个话的这个意义。
I'm not even sure if some of you may have said you're in my thoughts and prayers.
我不知道大家你们自己有没有说过，我会听，我也会为你祷告。
My non-Christian friends would always say you're in my thoughts.
我们九个基督徒朋友都会跟我说，我时常相信。
Because they don't really know about the power of prayer.
因为他们。
And I saw many people of color respond negatively to the statement, you're in my thoughts and prayers.
他们对，刚才说的不是九个，是非基督徒的这个基因，朋友会说，我经常想起你们，但是他们不对这个不知道祷告的力量，他们对祷告的力量，但是他们对祷告的力量会感觉反感这件事情。
I summed it up that they were saying, I'm thinking of you, And I am praying for you.
我牧师对这件事的改版就是，我想起你，同时我也会替你祷告。
So my question to you today, does that help when you're in a crisis?
我想对大家的提问就是说，如果说我想起你，替你祷告，是不是当在一个困难中会对你有帮助？
And based on the scripture that I read, prayer helps.
从圣经的经文来告诉我们。
And why would I say that? Because praying means we enter the presence of God. I don't think when I started hearing about prayer that I thought of that. So a takeaway for us is when you pray,Do you realize you enter the presence of a holy God?
所以说对待的这个情况就是说，当你祷告的时候，你是不是一种说，当来到神面前那种感觉？
That we are talking to the God of eternity.
我们跟永生的神来进行一个对话。
It also involves listening.
这其中也包括倾听他。
When we pray, we open our lives to God.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就把自己的生命向他敞开。
That's when we acknowledge that he is the, that we are dependent on him.
意思就是说我们承认我们依赖他，依靠他。
Do you think about that?
我们会想到这件事吗？
We are praying, saying, God, I depend on you. I can't take care of this myself.
我们祷告的时候，我们的意思就是说，神啊，我们依靠你，因为我自己达不成这件事。
It's not one-sided.
这并不是单方面。
Because God really speaks that to us. So prayer matters. Psalms 55:17 reads evening and morning.
我要晚上早上
And at noon.
晌午
Will I pray and cry aloud?
哀声悲叹
And he shall hear my voice.
他也必听我声音。
Do you believe that?
大家相信这件事。
Have you ever called a friend?
你们有没有跟一个朋友说
？And there's no answer.
你们有没有跟试着打电话给一个朋友，他却没有接你的电话
？Because it's late at night.
可能是晚上太晚了。
And they went to bed at 8 o'clock.
他们八点就睡觉。
But this is telling us.That God is available evening, mornings, noons. He's never unavailable. When I read this verse, I thought of a saint from the 13th century. Saint Francis of Assisi. He's known.For being a simple liver of a simple lifestyle. And he had a deep love for the poor and needy. But one thing many people did not know about him. That he spent most of his life in prayer.Will people say that you spent most of your life praying or working?
我想问大家说，你们是花时间在大部分祷告上，还是花大部分时间在工作上？
He did good works.
他做了很好的工作。
Read this quote that they wrote about his life. Listen to this quote about his life.
想大家听一下这个引用的句。
Whether he was walking or sitting.
不论他是走着或者坐着。
Within doors or out.
在屋内还是屋外。
If he was at toil or leisure.
劳作或者休闲。
He was so absorbed in prayer.
他就专注于祈祷。
That he seemed to have devoted not only his whole heart.
他似乎不仅奉献他整个的心。
And body.
还有身体。
But also.
而且。
His whole heart.
也奉献了他整个的心。
And it's time. Will that describe your life?
这句有没有来描述你自己的生活?
That there was no time in his life that he wasn't about prayer.
就是他在生活中无时无刻的在祷告。
He called this prayer time as appointment with God.
他称这件通常自己的祷告时间就是跟神的这个约定。
Most of us have appointment books or calendars on our phone, on our desk.
我们每天都会有这个约定和预约。
But I'm going to ask you to check it and see if you say, I have an appointment with God.
我希望大家同时想一下自己跟神有没有这样。
That's what he called his prayer time.
就是圣父上帝所说的祷告的时间。
And when you read about his life,
就是了解他的生活之后,
he set aside hours
他每天留出几个小时,
throughout the day for this purpose.
就是把这个时间留出来,
Think about it, hours.
几个小时。
He had, even though he had serious health problems,
虽然说他有很多的健康问题,
because they reported he had a problem with his liver,
有肝脏,
with his eyes,
有肝脏问题,
with his spleen,
还有他这个脾脏问题,
with his stomach,
还有他这个胃,
but he did not allow it to interfere
就是他没有让这些问题,
with his appointment with God.
他平时祷告的关系。
Can we take that away with us?
我们是不是可以从中学到什么?
Don't allow anything to interfere with your prayer time.
不要任何时候不要让这个其任何阻碍来来影响。Because
prayer matters.
因为祷告非常重要。Never
become too busy to pray.
不能够忙着不祷告。Why
would we say that? Because prayer life gives meaning to everything else. That we undertake in life. I have a little devotional book. It's called God's Little Devotional Book. And there was a quote that said, people will forget God all day.
他其中就说到一句话，他说人们会经常会忘记上帝。
And then ask him to remember them at night.
他说晚上要是纪念他。
Since prayer is talking to God, do we go a whole day and never talk?
如果说我们跟神是一个祷告的关系的话，我们是不是跟神整天都没有祷告？
And I want you to know that talking to God doesn't mean giving them a wish list. Because it is not a wish list kind of a God. We know that prayer has mattered and worked throughout history. From the Old Testament to the end of the New Testament.
从旧约到新约,
throughout the ages.
就是很长时间,
prayer has mattered.
祷告都是很重要的部分。
I think it's so special.
就是它非常重要。
That God is willing to hear us.
就是神，这是一个非常特别的一点，就是神愿意听我们祷告。When
we call upon Him,
当我们求告他的时候,
He's willing to help us.
他愿意来帮助我们。It's
a misconception to think that prayer is only for material things.
就是他也认为祷告是一种物质的需求的话，这其实是一种。
That is a simple prayer that we have the right to pray.
对，但是虽然说物质是我可以，是我们祷告时候。Because
God wants us to ask Him for what we need.
因为我神希望我们可以求告他，然后告诉他我们需要什么。
But just think that's not the primary reason reason we pray. Think for a minute, what is your earliest memory of seeing or hearing prayer?
想一下自己第一次听到祷告的时候是什么时候?
Think of that. What is your earliest memory of seeing someone or hearing someone pray?
那你第一次看到或者第一次听到别人祷告的时候，你是什么样一种感觉？
Anybody want to shout out? What was your age or what was your earliest memory?
有没有人想分享一下？
20 years ago.
Oh, 20 years ago, you heard someone pray. Anybody else? When did you first hear or experience prayer?
I'll share. So my first time, like my grandma, I was raised by my grandma, and she has always been prayer. So when I was little, she'd be doing this thing called praying all the time. And she told me that whenever you need something, you tell this God, he'll answer you in this way. You know, at the time I understand once, he'll always get what you want. Right? Anyway, so I was very confused by the thought, you know, whenever you talk to somebody, it'd be annoying if you talk about it that much. It seemed like she was praying all the time. I was like, Grandma, why don't you just give God a break? And he just seems like he's busy and he talked to me that much. that's what my first understanding of it.
We have all probably experienced praying grandma. And we missed that. What a something we missed. Great story, but all your life. And she was praying. The First Thessalonians said, pray without ceasing. Sounds like grandmother knew that verse. Anybody else, the first time you experienced prayer or heard someone pray? Okay, don't want to miss anyone. I thought about my earliest experience of praying. Because as a child, probably in my 5, 6 years old, we always prayed over food and when we went to bed.
牧师想起了他小时候，他这个经常祷告，他们经常就是为了这个食物啊，或者是其他的物质的需要来祷告。
So I grew up thinking you had to pray at least twice a day.
就是说，当小的时候，他觉得一天起码要祷告两次。
When you had meals and when you had bedtime.
就是饭前祷告，还有睡前祷告。
But then at the age of 14,
当我在14岁的时候，
I became a Christian.
我真正的成为一个基督徒。
And then I started really praying, not just for food and for sleep.
你不光是饭前还有睡前作为一种仪式性的祷告，也可以真正有跟神做到一个关系。
Because I realized that I have a God that could help me with family problems.
因为他意识到了神是真的可以在他的家庭中给他们改变。
So I said, I'm going to learn what prayer is all about.
就是说他决定开始来了解一下真正祈祷的意义是什么。
And I would go to church and I would listen to people pray. And some of them would pray in elaborate words. So I made a decision. I can't pray because I don't know all these words that they're
saying.
And we had elders in our church. And some of them would change their tone of voice when they pray. And it would be like you need to learn a different way of speaking. And then I was told prayer is just talking to God. So it was confusing of why you had to change anything when you talk with
比如说他就对这件祷告要改变方式说话的这个情况非常的不解。
But I heard Christian people saying, when you pray, things change.
但是基督总是说，当你祷告的时候，事情都会改变。
So I said, I'm going to start praying.
就是说，你决定开始祷告。
And see if God hears and answers.
去看一下神是不是能听到你的这个祷告。
So that was my first experience with prayer.
就是牧师对祷告他的这个第一印象，第一了解。
I'm going to share a little story about how I saw God working.
我想跟大家分享一下，我之前神的经历，神是怎样在我的生命中动工。
I'll share two stories.
有两个小故事。
I prayed and prayed for my grandma.
我牧师在为她这个奶奶来祷告。
That she would become a Christian.
然后可以让她成为一个基督徒。
She was 78 years old.
她当时78岁。
And at 14, I thought she was very old.
14岁，我认为78岁非常老。
So I kept saying she might die.
她可能会就是死掉。
Now that I'm getting close to that, I think differently.
然后现在我其实我自己接近78岁，我想法就是有点不同。But
I would every day pray, God, you have to help me to explain it so my grandma could understand that you loved her.
是有一个负担，每天想根据的祖母来解释，机关成为一个基督徒。So
I would talk to her endlessly.
然后就会不停的跟她说。About
the little knowledge I had about God.
当时我虽然关于神的知识非常非常的少，但是我也会每经常跟她分享。And
I would be pressuring her, you have to get him into your life.
然后我就给她这种压力，告诉她说。
And sometimes she would be tired of hearing me and say, go away.
有时候她也会听到我这个人，她也会就是，听烦了，她会快走开。But
at 80 years old, she accepted the Lord.
80岁的时候，她接受了。So
then I was like, oh, God works.
然后当时我想，哎呀，神真的有用。I
just have to keep putting it out there for people, but God works.
我只是需要这种一直跟别人说，但是神最后还是懂。The
second thing that happened in my life around prayer.
就第二件事关于祷告的事就是。Was
at age 16.
就是。
Age 16.
哦，就是16岁的时候。My
dad died when I was 16 years old.
牧师这个父亲16岁的时候去世了，在他16岁的时候。
And about that time,
在当时的时候,
my mom developed a serious drinking problem. As a teen, I didn't understand addiction.
当时作为一个少年少女，并不太了解这个酗酒这个的含义。
Or that alcoholism was an illness.
然后这种过度的这个使用的酒精是一种病。
My only understanding.
唯一的了解就是
was that she needed to stop.
她需要停止下来。
So I prayed for wisdom.
所以说我向神求告这个智慧。
An understanding of her problem.
然后也可以让我了解她这个问题的根源是什么。
I became very angry.
就是变得非常的这个生气。
And I would pray to God to empower me to love my mom.
然后她就祷告说。 能够给她这个能力量，让她能够爱她的妈妈。And
I prayed that God would help me to respect her as my mom.
也同时也可以尊重她，因为她是母亲。And
I would say that He gave me many books to read at 16.
然后她，我当时也读了很多书。And
so I gained a great understanding of addiction.
所以说我当时因为读了很多书之后，我就对这个成瘾。
And its impact on the brain. But I continued to pray. Because I knew that God had worked with my grandma.
Because
I knew I would pray so hard that my mom would stop drinking.
然后我祷告的到时候，我妈，牧师妈妈会停止酗酒。
And when people become intoxicated, sometimes they change who they are.
当一个人酗酒的时候，他会改变自己的性格。
So I always pray that my mom wouldn't embarrass me.
所以说我经常祷告的一件事情就是说，他妈不要在别人面前让他难看。
In front of my peers.
然后在他的同学面前。
I went to Houghton College. I don't know if you know where that is.
牧师从 Houghton College 毕业，Houghton大学。
All the way from North Carolina, I came up here for college.
就是从北卡，然后来到这边上学。
And 4 years later, I graduated from that college.
4年之后呢，从大学毕业。
And I invited my mom to come to my college graduation.
然后他就邀请了他妈，然后来到这个大学的毕业典礼上。
And I was still praying, God, let my mom come and not embarrass me.
同时祷告呢，就是说，让我妈安全的，但是同时也不要让我难堪。So
my mom arrives.
妈妈就来了。
And they had a weekend of events.
有这个一个周末的这个活动。And
I noticed something that was concerning to me.
然后我知道它其中的原因是让我非常的觉得担心。
I know that water is very good in the South.
我知道水是对我们都很好。
But my mom had a 32-ounce jar of water.
然后我妈她有一个32盎司的水。
That she had brought all the way from North Carolina.
从这个北卡带。
And then I realized that it was alcohol.
不是水，是酒。
So I was feeling embarrassed because
我当时就是感觉很难堪。
And overwhelmed with my mom being there.
然后因为他妈就在喝酒。Imagine
this setting.
然后想象一下我们在这样的一个环境，这个场合。Houghton
College is a Christian college.
Houghton College 它是一个基督教的大学。And
I was one of 5 black people in the whole school.
当时在学校只有5个黑人，然后是其中之一。
1,200 students,
1,200个学生,
and 5 people were black.
5个黑人,
and so I just wanted to be like everyone else.
当时他非常想,
so I didn't want my mom to become intoxicated in front of all my college friends. But from this, I want you to learn one lesson.
我想通过这件事情，我想告诉大家可以学到的一件事情。
That when we pray,
我们祷告的时候,
God answers
神给我们的回,
based on what we need.
然后是通过我们这种需要。
Because my prayer was all centered around don't drink and embarrass me.
然后因为我自己祷告的就是，牧师自己祷告的就是，不要来喝酒，让我。
But then I realized God had answered my prayer in a different way than I expected. God knew that my mom could not go 4 or 5 days without alcohol. Because she would have had DTs. She would have started having hallucinations. She would have withdrawal.
有这种就是,
she would have confusion. So he allowed her to come with enough alcohol to keep her without having health problems.
他就是可以让他就是安全的来，然后同时只是带动一点，就保证他不要更严重的健康问题。I
learned that God knew what was best.
我从中学习到说，神知道什么是对我们最好。
Even though I was praying with the whole heart.
虽然说我全心的，当时全心的向神祷告。
I still believe he works today.
今天依然，我们相信神是在我们生命中的。
And hopefully you can find times in your life that he really worked.
我希望每个人都可以在他生命中来感觉到神动工的。
That's why in our scripture, Paul is saying, pray.
所以说在经文中，保罗告诉大家要祷告。
He said, devote yourselves to prayer.
把你生命献给祷告。
Pray earnestly.
恳切地祷告。
Be thankful.
警醒一点。
I had to be thankful that God worked out the detail.
我自己牧师自己就要警醒一点，那些事就是帮他其中的这个细节都帮他调理好。
And you have to sometimes pray earnestly.
有时候你真的很多时候你需要很恳切地祷告。
I mean, it takes great effort.
就是需要很大的努力。
And a crisis.
在一个危机中。
To stop and pray.
来停下来，来祷告。
We usually work out the steps of how we can solve it.
平时呢，我们可能就是来仔细想一想，考虑一下接下来的步骤来解决它。
He said, put forth great effort.
但是呢，神却说你要。
To depend on God.
来寻求神，来依靠神。
And always, always thanksgiving.
然后同时要感恩。
One thing that Paul says, be awake.
同时神也保罗也告诉他们来说要警醒。
Don't pray and fall asleep.
不要在祈祷的时候睡着。
Has that ever happened to you?
你大概不是那种方式。
Pastor Kep used to tell me he had a prayer place.
Pastor Kep 曾经告诉阿尔牧师说，有一个祷告的地方。
It was down by the Niagara River.
就是在Niagara这个河里。
And he said he would sit and pray for everybody on his list.
就是Pastor Kep 会坐在那边，然后给他单子上每一个人都祷告。
So when he first died,
当他
I would go to that prayer place.
就是阿尔会，是会到那个地方。And
I would fall asleep pretty quickly.
就是当时到了那个地方就睡着了。So
that was not my prayer place.
那不是那个地方，是他 Pastor Cap 的一个祷告的地方，不是他的。Why
was Paul encouraging the people in this scripture to pray?
为什么这个保罗要告诉大家要大家祷告？
Because he said, if you want to open the door to the word, you need to pray.
因为他其中说，如果说你想要求神会道开一扇门，你就需要祷告。
To understand the mystery of God, you need to pray.
你需要理解神的奥秘，你要祷告。
Paul encouraged the people to say, I'm praying for you.
保罗告诉了这些基督徒，就是说，也有热切的，我也在热切的为你们祷告。So
that you can stand perfect.
所以说，你可以在完全的站立。And
be complete.
也可以完全。In
the will of God.
对神的旨意。Do
you have people that are praying for you?
有没有人为你们祷告？That
you can stand firm in your belief.
这个自己的信仰都方便的站。If
you're a Christian, pray for other Christians that they can stand firm.
如果说你自己是一个基督徒，需要为别的基督徒也来祷告，使他们也可以在神的旨意中站。Because
Paul was saying we can't share the gospel.
因为保罗说我们没有办法来传福音。Without
having prayer partners.
如果说我们没有一个祷告的这个伙伴。
We can't make the gospel clear. It's new without prayer.
我们不可以让这个福音来变得如此透彻清晰，如果说我们不祷告。
I would say that the Christian life,
就是做一个基督徒的生活,
involves more than thoughts and prayers.
甚至是多于祷告，还有想念。
Even in the city of good neighbors.
当时就是也同在这个水牛城也是一样。Because
it tells us in this passage.
Sorry.
It tells us in this scripture.
就在经文中也告诉我们。That
we have to get outside of our prayer closet.
我们需要从我们的祷告的这个小屋里面出去。
and interact with the world.
然后跟世界来进行一个对接。
A quote that I had read in this book by Jennifer Dean.
在牧师读过的一本书叫Jennifer Dean写的。
God is concerned about our prayer life.
神对我们这个祷告的这个生活。
And the public street.
很关心我们祷告的生活，还有我们日常生活的公共街道。
Of our daily life.
是我们每天生活的。
Pastor Kemp used to always say,
Pastor Kemp 曾经常说,
pray and then take it to the streets.
然后祷告的同时要走到街上,
then Paul also encouraged people,
然后保罗也进一步的对鼓励基督徒说,
don't worry about anything.
不要担心任何事。
Instead, pray about everything.
相反，让我们每件事情祷告。
Tell God what you need.
告诉上帝需要什么。
Thank Him for all He has done.
感谢他所做的一切。
Philippians 4:6.
就是腓立比书4:6节说到， 凡事祷告，为主谢。
Would you say you are worried, Lord?
你们自己会是你的热情祷告。
Meaning, do you worry all the time?
你们是不是经常，你们是不是一个容易担忧的人，经常担忧？
So I'm encouraging you, turn it around.
我如果说你是这样的人，我希望可以带来做一些改变。
Turn your worry into praying.
把你们的担忧转变成祷告。
Because God is saying, I can come and relate to you in your prayers.
然后神说我。
Think about the qualities of God.
想一下神的这个特性。
That He's good.
神是好的。
He's giving.
他是一个给予的神。
He's encouraging.
他是一个鼓励的神。
He's nurturing.
他是一个养育的神。
And He's loving.
是一个赞赏。
Could you go to a better person?
你可以有什么人比他更好？
And He's waiting for you to call Him.
他也等你再去来跟他有一个联系。
So be a prayer warrior.
所以希望大家可以成为一个祷告的勇士。
Leave to know today.
然后就是当明天离开的时候。
Knowing prayer is as central.
就知道祷告是可以如此重要。
As the air you breathe.
就像你呼吸的空气一样。
Matthew 6:6.
马太福音第六章第六节。
Says when you pray.
你祷告的时候。
So that tells me He expects that we will.
然后他说到你祷告的时候，就是说他期待我们，觉得我们应该祷告。
Says go into your room.
要进到屋。
Close the door.
关上门。
And pray to your Father.
向你的父祷告。
Who is in heaven.
在天上。
Then your Father who sees
你的父亲在暗中查看,
what is done in secret
在暗中查看,
will reward you.
必报答你。
You don't have to pray in front of other people
你不需要在其他人面前祷告,
to let them know you're praying.
像好像让故意让他们知道你在祷告。
He expects that we are praying. And He says, enter into a place.
他就跟我们说，要进到屋里。
Your prayer room, He calls it.
你的祷告屋。
It becomes a holy place.
就是它成为一个圣洁的地方。
Where God meets with you.
然后可以让神来跟你同在。
So prayer should be like the oxygen you breathe.
所以说，祷告需要像呼吸这个氧气。
And that we pray throughout the day. Prayer does not mean you have to sit. You can pray as you walk. As you're in the lab. As you meet with your professor. As you drive in your car. I sometimes think it's funny.
我有时候觉得这个很好笑。
When I see someone on the street,
有时候他在街上看到一些人。
And I just say, God bless that person today.
然后他就会跟神说，神啊，求你祝福。
I think it's funny because they don't even know that somebody's praying for them.
我觉得有意思就是说。 这些人走在街上，他可能都不知道自己有人为自己祷告。
So many opportunities.
有时候很多人知道，给你祷告的事情。
To pray for other people. Don't let life interrupt your prayers.
不要让生活来中断你跟神的祈祷的关系。
Be always mindful of the presence of God.
你要同时也要警醒来了解跟神的这个神的这个存在。
That he's listening to you.
他在倾听你。
He's communicating with you.
他在跟你交流。
There's nothing you cannot share with God.
这其中并没有，你的生活中没有什么一件事是不可以分享。
When I used to have a difficulty.
当牧师有困难的时候。
And communicate with my husband.
就跟自己的丈夫说。
I would sort of go around in circles trying to explain it.
就是有时候非常就是拐弯抹角，希望跟这个不那么直接的跟他说。
And once he become frustrated.
有时候这个他这个丈夫就开始觉得很泄气。
He would say, "I can't read your mind."
我也不能读懂这个想法。
But God already knows our mind.
但是神他可以读你的想法，可以读你的心。
Because he even tells us that when you're in such crisis and you can't say words,
你说不了话,
that he understands your uttering.
他也可以了解你在说什么。
He understands it before you even ask it.
在你求告之前，他已经知道你需要什么。
Or before you say it, he already knows.
在你说之前，他知道。
So he says, get into a habit of praying. And he's in tune to your needs.
追求一个祷告的生活，可以让神跟我们来同步我们的需求。
So remember that prayer matters today.
所以说我想告诉大家，祷告是非常重要。
It has throughout history.
在历史上都是重要。
And it will always matter.
在以后也会重要。
So I thank God for accomplishing great things throughout history. I thank God for being willing to hear us when we call upon Him. He continues to hear the cry of His people. And sometimes you hear all the things going on in the world. And you don't think that God is hearing the cry of his people. We can talk to God directly. You don't have to call the priest or the guru. Or the pastor, go directly to God. We do not have to go through anyone else because he's the one that will meet every need. So today I want to thank him for the gift of prayer. So for this week,
比如说在接下来一周中,
let God handle
让神来接管你的生活,
your worries,
你的愁,
your concerns,
你的想法,
because he already knows what we have need
of.
Thank you for allowing me to share with you today. The importance of prayer. May you make it a habit in your life. God bless.
Yeah. 让大家起立，然后来唱一个念诗歌，祈祷。